The city has around 425 properties eligible for the donation list. They end up there when owners stop paying taxes or they're foreclosed. Right now, the only entities that can receive donations are called Community Housing Development Organizations, commonly referred to as CHODOs. One of them, called Operation New Hope, develops houses in the Springfield area. Its housing development manager, Robert Ownby, says CHODOs take input from neighbors.
So that, you know, the community can tell us what they want to see in their neighborhoods, and not just, you know, organizations coming in and telling them, you know, we're going to put 50 homes in your neighborhood.
But on Tuesday, council will vote whether to allow anyone to develop donated properties. As long as they have an approved affordable housing proposal, they could be for-profit companies or individuals. The idea has proved controversial as the bill has stalled in committees for about a year. Councilman Reggie Brown says he has reservations about giving out properties to just anyone.
We have a home that's existing. The value of that, the market value is $60,000. I don't want us to come build a house and the market value of that home is $40,000 because it's going to decrease what value of the community.
So on Monday, council committees amended the bill to hold other entities to the same building standards CHODOs are. CHODOs will also have a month's head start to claim as many as 5 properties before other entities can submit a proposal. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.